This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. For several days recently, the country's eyes were glued to the wildfires burning in California as they destroyed thousands of homes and killed dozens of people. The fires ignited a national debate about the need to be more aggressive in managing forests to lower the risk of fire. The catalysts in Washington were the wildfire seasons of 2014 and 2015. Hundreds of thousands of acres burned during hot, dry, windy summers in the eastern and central parts of the state. In 2017, Washington legislators, who in past years would have disagreed on forest health approaches, referenced those fires as they found consensus on two major forest health bills. Also, the states of Washington and Idaho have signed so-called Good Neighbor Authority agreements with the Forest Service, allowing the states to help manage federal forests. Washington Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz has been one of the leaders in that work. As she waited for a plane recently, she spoke with Spokane Public Radio's Steve Jackson.
I would say that we have a significant challenge here in Washington State with 2.7 million acres of forest alone that are dying due to disease, insect infestation, drought. That is 2.7 million acres just in eastern Washington alone that need to be treated. Half of that is federal land. The other half is state, tribal, and private lands. What we have done in developing our 20-year forest health plan for Washington State is that we have identified those forest areas that are in the most significant danger because of their health. They may have already been dead or they're close to dying. They are overcrowded and easily with just one spark, whether it's lightning or any human-caused fire, it can quickly escalate from a tiny fire to something significant because of the size of those forests. We've also identified based on their proximity to population centers. Obviously, what we're seeing down in California with so many people who have been impacted, lost their homes, even a significant number of fatalities, we are wanting to make sure that the work we're doing to restore our forests and make them more resilient in the case of fire is that we absolutely protect our communities, our population centers, while also addressing the forest crisis that we have.
You don't really have any oversight over the federal lands, or do you?
So we decided that just like wildfire and forest health is not agnostic to jurisdictional boundaries or property lines, we should not be addressing our forest health crisis in silos. If we're really going to tackle this issue of our forest health crisis and reducing our catastrophic wildfires, we have got to be agnostic to property lines, jurisdictional boundaries within our forest health watershed plan to do the restoration. And so what we have done is we have mapped it by watershed, the forest, and we've identified the specific treatments that need to happen in those forests, whether it's selective thinning, removing the dead, dying, and diseased trees, removing the understory and the underbrush, bringing in prescribed fire. We've identified the treatments. And then what we do is we look at, okay, who owns this land? And if it's federal land, we will bring in the Good Neighbor Authority that we signed in early 2017. I signed that with the U.S. Forest Service that enables us now to do projects on federal land so that we aren't having an agency boundary, but instead we're able to tackle this issue effectively at all jurisdictional levels. We will also bring in funding for private landowners and tribal landowners to be able to get treatments on their landscape. And then obviously on our own state lands, we'll bring in the resources we have there.
Okay. Is it hard to find the funding to either, you know, provide to those private landowners or just the, I guess, the state funding for the DNR lands and or, I guess, federal funding for national forests? I mean, talk a bit about the funding issue.
Yeah, so when we when I implemented and developed the 20-year forest health plan last year, I made sure that we were doing it in partnership with the legislature. The goal of this plan is to treat 70,000 acres a year for the next 20 years. That's about a total of 1.25 million acres. To be able to ramp up and scale at such a significant level, that type of forest health treatment is going to take investments and is going to take the support of the legislature. So we had the legislature support and endorse and adopt our forest health plan. We did it in partnership with them. They've been very, very helpful. And then last year, they set aside $13 million for us to begin to do that work on the ground. And this year in our budget, we have a request for over $17 million for us to be able to use that revenue to support the treatments on our own state lands and then also the treatments on tribal and private lands. We do have an ask and request into our federal government and U.S. Forest Service to bring in revenue to do those projects. And just recently, actually in your neck of the woods in the Okanagan National Forest, we just completed our first forest health treatment up there over almost about 800 acres and generated about $1.5 million. It was purchased by the Vaughan brothers that will then turn that dead, small, dying disease trees into product. And then that $1.5 million goes into a revolving loan fund that the legislature worked with us to set up so that it will continue to generate revenue for us to do more projects on federal lands.
And when you say, we're a year into this 20-year plan, I mean, are you happy with the work that's been done so far? You think you made a significant difference?
Yeah, so first of all, you should know when I came into office, we had maybe 1.5 people working on forest health in Washington State in our agency. So we are talking about a significant transformation of our agency, of ramping up forest health as a new significant program within our agency. And that doesn't happen overnight. So it starts with developing the plan and saying specifically, what are we going to accomplish? What are the goals? What are the objectives? And then beginning to secure the funding for that and also do the specific project by project mapping of the types of forest health treatments that need to happen. And so we have already completed the mapping of 2018 and 2019 of the specific treatments that need to happen. And we already have 5 projects on national forests that will be going and being completed this year, as well as a significant amount happening on our state lands, as well as private lands. So we are making significant progress. We have a lot more to do, of course, but we have put in and are building the infrastructure to be able to do that. And obviously our request to the legislature this session will enable us to make the significant gains that we need to make in continuing our progress on that goal.
On the issue of the California fires, Hillary Franz said she's not familiar with the details of forest health programs there, but she says the two states are beginning to share information.
Earlier this year, I signed an MOU with California and BC to be actually working more collectively together on the issue of our forest health crisis. And in part of that, I met with leadership down in California, and they were very much impressed by our 20-year forest health plan and the significant goal and vision that we've set, as well as the partnerships that we've now built with the federal government that enables us to do projects on federal land, since we already have our own resources and capacity there to do it. And so I think there's certainly opening to sharing and understanding the what we're putting forward as an opportunity for California. I think we have to recognize that California's forests are very, very different. They have been very much facing much more significant drought year on year on end compared to Washington State, which has rampantly increased the stress that those forests are facing. I think it's also important for us to recognize, and it isn't missed on me, is that you have in many of these places a very high number of people and in and living amongst those forests, and it makes it for an even more increasing challenge to protect those communities, protect those landscapes when you bring in so many highly populated centers within that, and then you add in obviously the Santa Ana winds and the topography, and, you know, as we're seeing, it is increasingly challenging and has led to some of the most horrific devastation that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
That's Hillary Franz, Washington's State Lands Commissioner, speaking with our Steve Jackson.